for Aisa. Aisa, if you're out there, that one's for you.
Very nice.
Hats off, Aisa. She rules.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Peace, my brother. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Hey, I see you got a big fat wallet there with, how many, I'm counting the money in here, $15,400.
Correct, yes. Why do you have my wallet?
Don't worry about it, man.
Okay.
I'm going to give this money away, though. We're just going to hand it out.
$15,400 for the KLOS name game before four.
Yeah. So that dog movie still hasn't paid off yet.
That's correct.
It's like one of them slot machines you keep walking past, and that old lady's still sitting there, and it's just racking up higher and higher.
You go to bed, you get up the next morning, she's still there?
Yeah, get out of there! Step aside!
Give me five. At 5 o'clock, we play five songs in a row with the theme.
Yeah, we had someone, it was quite some time ago, and I don't remember when she called, but Jennifer from Highland Park suggested theme song. She was like, hey,
how about... song?
Yeah. She's like, how about a bunch of songs that are theme songs? And I'm like, all right,
that's a good idea.
I thought that was a good idea, Jennifer. We'll do it.
It took us a while, but we got to it.
Yeah, finally.
What was your favorite TV wasting show, TV time wasting show?
Well, I still do it. It's I will watch industrial and educational films.
What?
Like from the 1940s. But it's because
gotcha.
The Riff Trax guys and MST3K guys are making fun of them.
So, gotcha.
I mean, that's a complete waste of time.
Mine's Jerry Springer, who just passed away.
Right, yes.
He had that show on for 27 years.
It was a very short run.
So in the 4 o'clock hour, we're going to talk about your favorite time-wasting TV.
Did you ever deal with him, though, you
yeah,
guys?
Yeah,
oh, yeah,
a bunch.
So. Yeah.
He was cool.
Yeah,
really
yeah.
cool.
Yeah, yeah. He had to be.
He used to be the mayor of Cincinnati or something like that. It was crazy.
In order to deal with all them people, you better be pretty chill.
One American dollar coming up this hour.
Nice.
And also, conjoined twins speak out.
We're going to talk about that, huh?
They are
a disturbing
joined
story.
At the hips.
And a little lower? A wee bit?
No.
Oh, that's not true?
There's only one.
Oh, there's only one.
Yes.
Yes.
And one of them has a boyfriend. How does that work?
We'll you bring in the video?
We'll talk about that coming up on 95.5 KLOS. Some new stuff from them, huh?
Mammoth WVH. He is playing every single instrument you hear in that song.
Is he really?
He is doing everything. Talk about a complete solo. Unbelievable.
That's insane.
So good. Mammoth Wolfgang Van Halen WVH. The new album is going to be out August 4th, Mammoth 2. You've seen that artwork, right?
I have. It's very cool.
It's clever. So it's like a skeleton sitting in front of a dead television set in the middle of a complete landscape of nothing.
It's just beautiful. It's like the end of the world.
Yeah. We got to get him in here one of these days. We should have him come chat about that new stuff. It's going to be out August 2nd, the new Mammoth WVH out August.
I'm really looking forward to that.
I like to. August 4th. August 4th is when it's out.
You ready to...
give me a dollar, man. Give me a buck. Yeah.
Why do you have to yell over the whole thing? That's a beautiful song.
It is, actually. I love it.
Top 10 list is the most expensive states to buy a house. The most expensive states...
To buy a house.
Now, obviously, it has to be an average because if you buy a house in San Francisco, you buy a house in San Diego, it's different. So that's
right.
The median
right.
house price.
So this is something I'm never going to do. I've never looked at. Right. Well, I did a long time ago. By the way,
10 most expensive states to buy a house.
I need to head out to Yamaha Resort because one American dollar is brought to you by Yamaha Resort and Casino at San Manuel. You spend one American dollar out there and you may become a millionaire, which I would need. Visit Yamaval.com. You can't even buy a house for $1 million in Los Angeles.
In a lot of these places.
Are you going to play that lovely song again?
If you'd like me to.
Yeah, there you go. Quit talking over it. What's the point?
Listen to it, for God's sake.
Trying to stall as I think. Well, clearly California's got to be on the list.
California.
Most expensive states to buy a house.
Three.
Oh, it's number three.
The average price, $538,500.
What is that? That's half not in Los Angeles.
Yeah, well, it's California.
Yeah. New York State's got to be pretty damn expensive.
New York.
Yeah. Got
to
be very.
Is number 10.
Wow.
Shocking. I had to look up another list to make sure that was right.
You're kidding me.
It's number 10.
That doesn't make any sense.
No, it does not.
I mean, I guess there's some wild wood areas of New York, and you don't buy a house per
se. When
we
say New York, we think about
the city.
Manhattan.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah. Huh. I bet Texas is pretty expensive.
Texas?
Yeah.
Is not.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Really?
Three guesses.
Hawaii has got to be.
Hawaii.
How many? What, I get six guesses, right? Oh,
yes,
yeah.
Yes, to get four correct. Hawaii's number one.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
It's so expensive out there.
Average house price is $650,000.
So, of course, that's where I want to live.
Yeah, sure.
Of course.
Of course.
That's where I most want to live.
Mm-hmm. All right, you got three.
Well, now I'm screwed. I get three more guesses, right?
No, you've had four. You get two more.
Two more.
To get one right.
Ugh.
10 most expensive states to buy a house.
My gut is telling me Alaska, because I think it's expensive up there. But that might be my next. Damn it.
Your gut is wrong.
All right, let's go with Florida then.
One more
stupid
guess.
Florida.
Stupid
worthless Florida.
Incorrect. I'm sorry.
I was so close.
You lose.
How am I going to get a down payment now?
It's a good thing that you don't have to buy a house in Texas or Florida. That's great.
No, that's true.
Top 10 most expensive states to buy a house. Number 10 is New York. Yeah. Number 9 is Maryland.
Okay.
About the same. Number 8 is Oregon. Almost the same.
Oregon. Isn't I was going to say Washington State. Is it on the list?
Washington State is.
Damn it!
Is on the list,
damn
yes.
Damn it! Damn it! Damn
number
it!
Number 7 was New it, Jersey. Washington it, was Jersey. Number 6. Mm. Colorado 5. Massachusetts 4.
Massachusetts.
California 3.
Wait. I just learned to say Massachusetts.
There's no T at the beginning.
Massachusetts.
Massachusetts.
I've never been able to say that.
Really?
Yeah, my entire life. Massachusetts. What are you writing down, you bastard?
I'm writing down that you can't say Massachusetts.
He has a list, ladies and gentlemen, of weird things.
I have to keep track. So number 3 is California. Number 2 is the District of Columbia.
Oh, okay.
With $618,000.
You don't want to live there anyway.
Nope. And Hawaii is number 1 with $636.
I thought I was going to win with
so
Hawaii.
So enjoy nothing. You get
95.5 KLOS.
But wait, there's more.
DJs that talk over the music suck. Am I right?
Yeah, when they fill a hole.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Peace.
Here's the headline. We are conjoined twins and share a vagina.
Can you run that past me one more time?
We're conjoined twins and share a vagina.
How old are they?
22.
Okay, I'm right. All right, okay.
But only one of us has a boyfriend.
Run that past me again.
Only one of them. They're conjoined twins, so they're joined at the hip.
And they share
a vagina.
Uh-huh. Okay.
But only one of them has a boyfriend.
That's not accurate. Unless they're not doing anything at all.
That's ever. A great question.
Thank you.
Here they are talking about meeting the boyfriend.
Well, I'm asexual and aromantic.
So just no on that front, right?
No. I've been dating my current boyfriend for about a year and a half.
I mean, I guess I could see that happening and be like, I don't want to be with anybody after seeing what's going on with my sister right here, who's always right here.
But they share a vagina.
Mm-hmm.
So
maybe they can flip a switch. Which one is on?
AB?
Yeah.
Left, right?
Yeah.
Right on. What's his name?
Daniel.
Daniel, how'd you meet Daniel?
We met off of Hinge.
You can dab me up if you want.
It's a reporter trying to get a date on Hinge from them.
Is that the same reporter?
Dial me up.
From Detroit?
I didn't recognize him. No, that was not the same one.
That dude was the best. I could see him being down with
it. The twins were born in Mexico but grew up in Connecticut, share a pelvis, a reproductive system, a liver, and a bloodstream.
Wow, that's hardcore.
That's a lot of sharing.
That is a lot.
They each have one leg. Carmen controls the right one.
Oh, man, are you
Can
serious?
You imagine?
No, how long did that take
trying
to learn?
To walk?
Wow, that's impressive.
It's not all rainbows and sunshine, they say.
I would have thought, yeah.
We go to movies and concerts and share one seat, and we travel on airplanes.
Wait, do they charge him twice? I wonder how they charge.
I don't think so.
It's
I think
two brains enjoying the movie, so you would think.
I don't know.
Who's going to make that call? I need
Who's
to get my manager.
Stand up to make
Hold
that?
Hold on just one minute.
We go to concerts and movies all the time, share one seat. They explain they've never tried to have the surgery that would separate them because it would be fatal to one or both.
Yeah, I would think
it's
that
it's too risky.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just waiting for Ralph to jump in.
Nope.
With it's a silly a real falsetto
story.
Or something.
Nope, it's a real
Are
story.
Are you going to retweet this at Kevin and
yes.
Sluggo?
Okay. Yes. When they were little, they had physical therapy to learn how to sit up and work their legs and took their first step when they were 4.
That's so much work. That's really impressive.
That's pretty good, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
They have a bit of a different outlook. Carmen has a boyfriend named Daniel Lupita, as you just heard, is asexual.
Nope, she's got a boyfriend named Daniel, too.
She does, too, doesn't she?
100%.
I've never tried to hide the fact that I'm a conjoined twin, says one of them. I don't know which.
No, how would you do that?
Which means I got a lot of messages from guys with fetishes.
Oh, gotcha. Oh, sure.
Oh my God. That's not
No, of course.
No. Common Redditor boyfriend dating app Hinge we just mentioned in 2020. She said he set himself apart by not asking her a question about being a conjoined twin to start off their conversation.
I mean, that's got to be rare.
He was the first one that didn't start get out of the gate with it.
Granted, it was the second question, but still.
Sure.
No, wow.
Even though she and Daniel are dating, Carmen said they are not sexually intimate with each other.
Oh, okay. All right.
Which makes a lot more sense. Yeah, during the interview last year, she described their bond as more of a close friendship.
Mm-hmm. Until the video gets made.
Although... they do say Lupita isn't dating Daniel. Carmen says the two get along really well,
what
which is important.
What the hell does she do while
That's
they're
important.
Sitting there macking or talking or whatever? What's she doing?
Well, here's an answer for you.
Yeah, thank
it's
you.
Funny because I stay up later than Lupita, but when Daniel sleeps over, I fall asleep quickly while he stays up talking with her. So he talks to the sister.
Am I dreaming this?
After she falls asleep. No.
This doesn't... Wow.
This is a true story. I found it in the New York Post.
In the Inquirer.
The two can also feel each other's feelings, literally.
Wow.
I can feel when Carmen is anxious or about to cry, Lupita revealed.
Ooh, that's interesting.
It's the same stomach drop.
Huh. Wow.
So that is a real story, and they are real, and they live in Connecticut. So get on the plane and head out to Connecticut.
Favorite TV and movie themes is the theme for Give Me Five today, coming up at 5.
Correct. So if you have some, you can hit us up on Twitter at Kevin and Sluggo.
Yeah, whatever that TV show song was you had to sing along with, what was it? Let us know. We'll try and dig it out and play
it. Did you see that Jerry Springer passed away?
Yeah. Yep.
He
79?
He had his TV show for 27 years.
That's a haul. That's a while. That's
it started in the 90s, I think like 91 or something like that.
So a couple years after you guys started, really.
Yeah.
So...
yeah, it was bizarre because we talked to him many times, mm-hmm. and he had a political career for a while. He was a mayor of Cincinnati or something. But then he started doing this TV show, and it took off like crazy. And it was what I would always stop on for a time waster. If I had time, and I'm sitting around, and I'm flipping through the channels, it gets on Jerry... you watch.
Kat says she used to watch it in the studio while she was on the air every single day. Every day.
I believe it.
Yeah.
And we're
going to
take your calls at 818-955-KLOS about your favorite time-wasting TV.
Oh, the TV you were addicted to.
Yes.
For
me, it was Jerry Springer.
It was Jerry.
And
yeah.
These guys.
Ryan. He says he may not have a lot of money, but he has a lot of love. Ryan, what's going on?
I've come here today, Jerry, to get married.
Yeah! Point out that the star of this show was the audience.
Yes. No. You know, I mean, there's nothing
the
better than...
the audience went crazy.
An appreciative audience you don't have to flash the applause sign
I'm
to.
I'm here to get married. He's in a tuxedo. So then...
So why are you here? Just to get married? Oh, there's
an
issue involved?
One little problem.
Oh, I see that.
Yeah. Audience
How
is ready
that?
For the
a
little problem.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking.
Something I never really thought of, but I just can't shake it.
What?
Well, there's this little scrawny, obnoxious guy who I see looking at my woman sometimes. And I just don't like it too much.
Oh.
I'm here to find out today if there's something going on or not.
So, now this guy, apparently his name, because I have a name here called Justin.
Justin.
Well, let's meet Justin.
Yeah.
Now, that's what they're waiting for.
Yep, they're waiting for
him. Climb into the ring.
Justin runs from backstage. Runs.
I'm sure, like, flips people off, gives the audience a cheer or whatever just to get him.
I want to let you know, Ryan, last Wednesday I took her to Red Lobster, bro.
Uh-oh.
Yes.
Uh-oh, now they start a fight.
To Red Lobster.
Yes.
Right, he just said he was going
to
marry the girl.
I took her to Red Lobster. And then had an all-out brawl. And the crowd goes crazy.
The crowd goes wild.
And they would chant Jerry's name.
Okay, you know, he had to have heard that in his sleep, the Jerry chant.
I would bet,
right?
Yeah.
There's no way he didn't hear that, like, as
I would
he was
bet.
Drifting
we asked
out
him many
right.
times, like, how long are you going to do the show? And he said, I don't know. It's just, it's still fun.
Right.
And
that's always, that's the baseline. If
yes.
you're not having fun, there's no point in doing it.
He did for a long time.
That's
and
awesome.
I loved his show. So what is your favorite time-wasting TV show? Or what was it? 818-955-KLOS.
Anytime it was on, you're flipping around, you're going to land and see what happens. You probably know the formula, but you don't care. You're in for the ride.
Even now, even if you have a current one.
Yeah,
818-955-KLOS. Unfortunately, we just lost Jerry Springer, who was one of my favorites on TV.
Yeah.
Early 90s, he started his show. In 1993, he had a promo said, "Worshipping the Lord with snakes, next Jerry Springer." And then he turned up the shock value in 1995, featured a young man named Raymond, who Mr. Springer was going to help lose his virginity.
I kind of remember that.
Offering him five young women hidden by a screen.
Right.
What the guy didn't know is that his sister, an 18-year-old virgin, was one of the girls back.
And he had to have picked her by accident, right?
I mean,
I would imagine that's just what's going to happen, especially on that show.
So we're talking about the favorite time-wasting TV.
Jerry. All the way.
Oh, Jerry as well.
That's number one.
You know what I found funny is that show went through 2018.
Yeah.
And a lot of the stuff that they started doing in the 90s was not acceptable in 2018.
That's a fact.
But he was grandfathered in because he'd been on the whole time.
Wow.
Like South Park.
Right.
You know, they can get away with stuff most shows can't get away with.
Right. That was like radio in the 90s. We should be grandfathered
yes,
in. We
agreed.
Should get away with murder.
Literally.
Yeah. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hello?
Hey.
Hi there. Favorite time-wasting TV?
Honestly, I got to go with King of the Hill.
Oh, really?
I used to love it when he said, like, damn it, bugger. I don't know. I thought it was funny, man.
Hey, that's pretty good. Do that again.
Damn it, bugger.
Yeah, that's pretty good. That's solid. Right on. Thanks for
King of the Hill's a good one.
Yeah, it is.
KLOS, hello.
Hi.
Hi, your favorite time-wasting TV show?
Favorite time-wasting TV show is The Jersey Shore.
Oh,
really?
Anytime it was on, you would watch that.
That is the best and most quotable TV show you can ever watch.
It is both.
Who is your favorite and least favorite people on the show?
Favorite character, by all means, is probably J-Well. Least favorite character, probably Mike the Situation.
Sure.
Yep. Yeah,
agreed.
Right
Thank,
on.
You, for
Thank
calling.
You for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Got to be 2.5 Men.
Two and a Half Men. That was a solid one.
Yeah.
You knew you could get a laugh every other joke on that one. KLOS, hello.
Body can't clear.
What?
Hey, don't be talking to yourself, man.
Oh, well, okay. So the one I'm watching now is body camera footage on YouTube of DUIs.
Oh, that's good. I like that. That's like Cops minus all the commercials and
fun.
Yeah.
But it's a giant waste of time.
It is, yes. Agreed.
That's awesome. Thanks for calling. 818-955-KLOS.
What is your favorite time-wasting TV show?
Kind of appropriate that we are doing TV, your favorite time-wasting TV, because at 5 o'clock, it's all about TV themes or movie themes, and that was
the
all
theme
suggested.
Theme is themes.
The theme is themes, and it was all suggested by Jennifer in Highland Park a couple weeks ago.
Right now, we're talking about your favorite time-wasting TV, because mine was Jerry Springer, and he just passed. What do you got?
It's got to be Ridiculousness.
Oh, with Rob Dyrdek?
Rob Dyrdek, that's it. Doing stupid things is always funny. I can watch it for hours.
Agreed.
Right on, man. Thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Yeah, either South Park or Cheers are my go-tos, man.
Oh, wow. Those are two very different shows.
Yeah. I like a diversity.
Exactly.
Does it depend on the mood you're in?
I guess depending on how high I am.
Right on. Awesome. Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hi there. Favorite time-wasting TV show?
The ritual before, I would smoke some weed and then cook up some fish sticks and a Stouffer's Noodles Romanoff and watch The Odd Couple at 11 o'clock.
Wow.
The
yeah.
Odd Couple. Look at
wow.
that.
Wow. Damn, that's even quality television and some delicious dining.
Filmed like a movie, but God, it was so much fun.
Yeah.
It was like watching them act like you've seen Lucy a million times, then you just start watching them act like musicians listening to a particular track, the bass or the guitar or whatever, you know.
Oscar, Oscar, Oscar. Right on, man.
Thank you
for calling. That's
KLOS, hello.
It's old school.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, calling about the best time waster TV shows.
Yes.
The Sopranos.
Oh.
Gotta be my favorite all time. Best show ever.
Were you not happy with how it all wrapped up, or were you okay with it?
No, I'm actually a big fan because it leaves, you know, theories to what happened to him. You know,
right.
It could have been
right.
You know, the New York family, or it could have been somebody else.
Right. Yep. Yeah, I kind of like it like that. I like when movies and TV shows let you decide and they do it.
I also like the outrage. I do love that.
Yeah, that's always
that makes me laugh.
Right on, dude. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Good.
Hello?
Hey, I got to say, it's Californication for me and 2 and a Half Men.
Oh, Dave Duchovny. That's a good show.
That's two and a half men. I think that's 4 and a Half Men then altogether.
That's true, yeah.
Right on. Thanks for calling, man. 818-955-KLO.
I think it's 5 men.
Oh.
2 and a Half.
I gotcha.
Is 5.
Right.
We're looking for your favorite time-wasting TV shows. KLOS name game is coming up soon. $15,600.
Oh, damn.
First, we're talking about your favorite time-wasting TV. What do you got?
If I want to veg out, I put on the Weather Channel.
Really?
I don't know if you consider that a TV show, but
no,
we don't. I don't think we do.
No, but I love that. You just
do
sit
you really?
And stare at the weather. What are your favorite
weathers?
Yeah, weathers.
I like the variety in weather. So anytime you know there's a killer snowstorm or a heavy rain, flooding,
you're like, people are gonna die. This makes me happy.
Right on, dude. That's awesome. Thank you for calling. I approve of that one.
KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Sure you do, Stoner. Hi. Favorite time-wasting TV?
One Adam 12.
Ah.
Adam 12.
I watch that. I watch it every night. Malloy and Reed.
Malloy and Reed. I was going to ask what their names were. I forgot.
Wow.
What Adam 12? What Adam 12? See the man.
Yeah. 4 or 5, 9 in progress.
Thank you for
calling. That's awesome. Wow. I haven't thought of that show in ages. Thanks for calling, dude.
KLOS, hello.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi there.
Favorite time-wasting television program?
Judge Judy.
Judge Judy is great.
Yeah, you like
her. I love
her. She's so good. Yeah. Because she doesn't take any crap from anybody. She just sit down.
She's ruthless.
She starts by hating the people in the room, which I do as well.
Yeah, that's my MO. Yeah.
Give me five
songs in a row with Kevin and Slugo. From Highland Park. I don't know what we were doing. I think, I don't know, but she called up and she had suggested at some point we should do theme songs, your favorite theme songs.
From TV or movies.
And we finally are getting around to it. That was a really good idea.
It is a great idea.
You know, I actually saw The Simpsons on the Tracy Ullman show.
Did you?
Yeah, we went and watched a taping and they threw on this weird little cartoon.
You were there?
Yeah.
Weird.
Yeah, and I'm like, wow, that's a really good little...
That was like 150 years ago.
It was. And it's been on since then, actually, since the dawn of time. But if you have your favorite theme song, whatever it is, 818-955-KLOS. First one up is Harry Belafonte from Beetlejuice. You feel like you're at a Kings game? I know they do that there,
do,
right?
Yes.
It is a KLOS free ride. It's brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. Were you a fan of CSI?
I was,
when it first showed up? I was so surprised to hear this as the theme song.
Yep.
It is theme. The theme today is theme songs. What do you got? 818-955-KLOS. Ha! Oh, this is my favorite.
I love that show.
This and the Mod Squad theme. You remember that one?
I do, yeah.
All right, who suggested Get Smart for
this
our theme songs?
Mark E.
Mark E.
Yes.
Well done. I don't know if we'll do the whole thing, but here's one from the 70s show, that 70s show. I love this music.
Yeah, you gonna play it all?
I'm tempted. We're almost there.
The elevator doors are closing. Whatever they are.
You know, it was created by Mel Brooks with Buck Henry, so that's why it was so damn good. All right, here you go.
That's over.
So by the way, this one, hold on a second. Yeah, that's a good one.
That is a good one.
I was obsessed with this. That was Cheap Trick, by the way, from that 70s show.
Mike Dolan suggested TV theme song, Peter Gunn, Hawaii 5-0.
Oh, Peter Gunn. That's a good one, too. However, the next one up is Joan Jett that was used in Freaks and Geeks. I was having a little conversation with J. Elvis Weinstein on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about prenups for TV shows. So, like, if you were going to sell to a network...
your show, they have to sign ahead of time that you get two episodes at the end to wrap up if they cancel.
That's the old days.
And he said they actually cheated with Freaks and Geeks and filmed the last episode early just
Did
in
they?
Case
Smart.
That happened. Yeah. You can find all that on Twitter. I am at Slugger Doug. So.
I have a theme for your 5 at 5.
Oh, cool. What are you thinking?
How about theme songs?
Like, oh, you mean like from like movies and TV shows and stuff?
Yeah.
Hey, that's a good idea.
Yeah,
the theme is the theme.
That's pretty great.
That's very good. Who are you?
I'm Jennifer.
Jennifer, where are you calling from?
I'm from Highland Park.
That's how it all began on the 14th of this month. I see, that was when it was recorded. Did she get any money for her idea?
No.
Did she get any compensation?
No.
No. But themes, Don Felder, heavy metal. Used to sneak into this movie all the time and see it as a midnight. Very strange animated film. I enjoyed our little theme songs. Maybe we should have just played all the TV themes and everything. I don't know. That would be a little rough, I suppose. But what occurred to me...
Some of them are not good.
Yeah.
Some of them... I can take for 20 to 30 seconds, and then let's move on.
That's true. I mean, Hawaii 5-0 as a kid was one of my absolute favorites. But then it occurred to me, maybe we do that tomorrow or something like that. And then I thought, no, tomorrow's Friday.
Tomorrow is Friday, yes.
It's the all-request fest, and it's going to be loud, and hell yeah.
That's from 5 to 7.
Yeah, man. That's a nice one. Yeah, man.
It is time for What We Learned on KLOS, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. Sluggo lost $1 American. Because he couldn't identify 4 of the top 10 most expensive states to buy a home.
So there goes my down payment.
He did guess that California was 3rd, however, and that's accurate. Yeah. There are conjoined twins. They're joined at the hips. They share one leg each.
And, they control. One controls the left, one controls the right.
They share a blood flow and one vagina.
Yes.
Explain to me how one of them has a boyfriend.
One has. The other says... She doesn't.
Nope. The other one's asexual.
Very interesting story. One of the weirdest things you brought in, dude.
And the next time we play the KLOS name game, it'll be worth $16,000.
What? All right, I'm off to pet the kitty, the wonderful Kitty of Oz.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow. Peace out.
Hey.
Hey.
Hold up. Okay, go ahead.
I didn't expect you to answer.
Your booty might be burning.
Your booty might be burning.
Word to your refrigerator.
Cat.
Kevin.
What are you thinking?
And Sluggo.
What are you thinking?
Yeah, baby! That's what I'm talking about!
KLOS.
Hey, remember when you were wondering when we were going to play the name game?
The name game. The name
now. We are?
Let's do it now.
Yeah? Right this second?
It's worth $15,400.
Wow, is that right?
Yes.
Wow.
And tickets to the massive Power Trip concert. We'll take caller 13 at 818-955-KLOS. Caller 13, good luck. Let's do it.
Yeah! Give away some money.
The name game. The name game.
KLOS, who is this?
This is Laura.
Laura, do you want to play our precious little game?
I do.
You do?
You're color 13.
Oh, my God.
Hey, language, what the heck?
So awesome. I tried like 100 times. Yay.
It's up to $15,400, so it's a good thing you didn't get through before, because it wouldn't be as high. But you did now. You're color 13. We are looking for a dog movie with two or more words in the title.
And the last couple of guesses were Snoopy Come Home, which I can proudly say I saw in the theater as a kid.
Did you?
Yeah.
Wow.
That was Gary's guess. And also the Queen's Corgi. That's actually a good guess. Wendy gives us that one. But both of them are wrong. What do you think it is?
I am going to say Scooby-Doo.
Scooby-Doo. I'm sorry.
Sorry.
That's incorrect.
It was a hilarious movie, though.
Uh-huh.
And try again next hour, because it's going to be worth...
$15,600.
You also got time right this second to play... You're too busy to call us.
$15,600.
Yeah, you call. Be caller 13 right now. 818-955-KLOS. You get to play. Good luck.
The name game. The name game.
I've heard of that. I think it's worth a lot of money, if I'm not horribly mistaken.
It is KLOS. What is your name?
Hi, this is Laura.
Laura, you want to play our precious little game?
I do.
Well, good, because we really want to give you some money. We want to give her some money, don't
yes,
we?
Yes, you are caller 13. We have $15,600 plus tickets to the 3-day massive power trip concert.
What?
Yeah.
We're looking for a dog movie with two or more words in the title.
So last couple guesses were Scooby-Doo and Snoopy Come Home. So in order to see Ozzy and net yourself $15,600, what do you think it is?
I'm going to go with Clifford the Big Red Dog.
Oh.
Incorrect. Incorrect. But next hour, it'll be $15,800.
I'm going to have a word with Clifford. So let's send somebody into the weekend with some money, shall we?
What's your name?
Jason.
You're caller 13.
No way.
Yep. That means you get to play the KLOS name game, which is worth $15,800. We are looking for a dog movie with two or more words in the title.
Now, let me tell you, the last couple of guesses were Clifford, the Big Red Dog, and Scooby-Doo. Boy, did I love that movie. But those were not right. So for $15,800, what do you think it is?
I'm going to go with something different. I'm going to go with Lords of Dogtown.
Lords of Dogtown.
Wow, I like that.
That's an interesting guess.
It's not correct, but it's really interesting.
Yeah, off the beaten path.
I like it.
I thought maybe you guys would try to fool us.
Never! We would never do
How
such a thing.
How dare you suggest, sir.
Thanks for playing, and the next time we do, it'll be worth...
16 grand.
It is Ace Frehley of...
Kiss!
Birthday, and really, does anything else matter on this day in rock? We took a straw poll earlier and decided that the only thing that matters on this day in rock is that in 1951, Ace Frehley was born. Beatles recorded Magic Mystery Tour on this day in rock in 1967.